Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We are kicking off our telethon tomorrow. We are trying to raise money and will raise money by faith to get a computer. I'm talking about a ministry that is very powerful, the ministry of deliverance that Jesus started on his earthly ministry, and how it is applicable for today. Evil spirits exist. Let me say this again. Evil spirits exist. Are under an assault with evil every day in this world that we live in. This message is very critical for all of you Christians worldwide. The Lord put in my heart, teach this ministry. Now, talk to church. People don't know what they're coming up against. Spirits move in people's personalities. Adolf Hitler, he had a personality, a hate toward the Jewish people. There was a demonic spirit in Adolf Hitler. Mussolini, the dictator of Italy, that joined an alliance, he had a soul tie with Adolf Hitler. Vladimir Putin. Spirit of murder, destroying, attacking a nation, a sovereign nation. These are demonic spirits. And the Lord put in my heart, I don't know how, I'm just waiting on him to lead me because I haven't prepared this, but there's a lot of misinformation. And misinformation are doctrines of devils. The Bible speaks of doctrines of devils. And it is so sad to see Christians be so misinformed of the Bible, misinformed of the lies that the media produce, misinformed of these political parties, especially Donald Trump. Now, this is what is I'm disturbed at, knowing that demons can use an unsaved man, a man who is a convicted felon, a man who tried to overthrow the government in January 6th and hang Mike Pence, been 7 years ago, and he has enough money to tie this up, and they're still trying to get the hearing. You don't think this devil is involved with that? The Lord ain't got nothing to do with that. You see, when you understand demonology, you'll be able to understand how to defeat the enemy. Let me give you an example because I'm going to be dancing around in different areas to try to meet this need because I have a burden in my heart to share it to people. God does not want any Christian to be deceived. You have predatory pastors that prey on people and just take their money. How can, 24% of the American population that's called themselves Christians can support a man who has abused a woman, E. Jane Carroll, overinflated his property, 34 felon accounts, January 6th commission, he even turned his back against the vice president. Those are demons in this man. And if you don't understand the ministry of deliverance, you're going to miss the demonic spirits that God can show you through people to pray for and to bind. I know that demons are real. You ain't got to tell me. People levitate. I have seen people's eyes roll all the way back, pitch white. I've been in rooms when it's just as cold as ice. I felt a foul odor. I know that they're real. And I don't want people to think that I put too much emphasis and I don't teach about nothing else. I do. But you need to know your enemy. The devil can use people. And people don't even know. Donald Trump really believes that he's right. Adolf Hitler really believed that he was right. Mussolini believed that he was right, but they wasn't. The Son of Sam, the serial killer in New York City in the 70s, said that he heard through the television speaking to him to go kill some people. People hearing voices, they're all in the mental hospital. Go to a mental institution. Those are demonic spirits living in people. And they give them medication to suppress them and mostly put them to sleep, and they pick up weight until they die. I had a demonic spirit of crack cocaine in me. And I had a lying spirit in me, because that's how come I know Donald Trump so well. I had that same demon. I had the spirit of alcohol in me. I had the spirit of nicotine in me, spirit of tobacco. I've been delivered from schizophrenia. I've been delivered from a doubled mind. I've been delivered from wavering. I used to in and out. I'd go to church and come back and stop and back and stop. I've been delivered. You have to be delivered to these things. And when the devil and what he wants to do to you is to make sure he can keep you from knowing who Christ is. You know, as I watch the devil and how the media make these commercials and how they have subliminal messages in them to make you buy a product is the spirit of deception. Now, I was watching this Donald Trump. I paid for by Donald Trump. Now, this is a convicted felon. This man is tying up the court. A judge down in Florida, that's the devil working for him. And we have to pray against not just for that, but for yourself. We have to pray against things. I've been doing this ministry 15 years. And let me tell you where the devil tries to attack live deliverance in that radio, through the finances. I thank the Lord for this brother, Sammy Osley. God bless him. I get him, Brother Tommy, about two or three people. And we take that money and we pay the bills here. This is why I'm leaving to go to Jamaica, because it's cheaper and I don't have to pay my light, gas, and water, and I can keep maintaining this radio station. What does it cost to go to Jamaica? No, I got free mileage from a brother in the Lord. And I asked the Lord. The Lord told me to continue to trust me and raise money. Not for vicious vindictions, because we need a computer. And when I get money that the people who I mentioned tithe, I pay the radio bills. But I need to get more, not because of greed. I got one good main computer, and I'm down to three backups. These are Windows 7, they're 12, 13 years old, rebuffed. So we're going to be starting a telethon. We have to reach this goal of $800. And I'm not trying to beg people. You know, I see pastors who just dwindle people out of money, and I don't even do that. Every time we have a telethon, we don't get a whole lot, but we get what God gives us to use, get what we need to get. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to put heavy burdens on people at this radio station, giving a house note and telling folks that you take your house. See, these are lying demons, and they're in pastors. So you really need to have an understanding about demonic spirits. And the Lord said something very, very interesting. And he said these words, ye know not what spirit ye are of. He said that in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 55. But he turned and rebuked them and say, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. Now, he's not talking about the spirit of Jesus being in him because he's the Son of God. He was talking about they don't know what spirits that's in them that's hindering them from serving God, because the spirits that I named to you, they was in me. And if we don't get a picture and get an understanding of this ministry and accept it, there are churches to this day that will not teach what I teach. And because I teach like this, the devil don't want me on air. And God told me, you have to tell these people this. Tell these people. Tell my brothers, my children. Tell them, people, my children, how intense this thing is just to stay on air. The other night, I had a dark shadow go in my room. I went and took it out. I said, get out of here. How did you get here? Following me from doing a deliverance in Paulding County. Person said, Pastor, we don't have no money to pay you. I said, I didn't come here for that. And I took my gas money, and I did it as unto the Lord, not for that, for the person, and I helped that person. You got pastors that don't want to deal with this ministry of deliverance, and people who are in churches that just go to church, their life doesn't change. They have no new understanding of God. The same thing been in them when they first got saved, is still in them, even while they're trying to be saved. And the demons will hold you back if you let them. And in the Bible of Ephesians 4:27, it says, give the devil no place in our lives. This is the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. I'm used to working in a natural world, and when God called me to this, I was an aircraft mechanic until I got injured. I had never been a lazy man. I work now 17 hours a day. I have to prepare these sermons. I just don't get up here. I have a filing cabinet full of material. I have a responsibility to be a pastor to those who are part of this ministry, to help those who sown seeds here, to nourish them, to take care of them, to uplift them, to feed them, and give them the word of God. That's my obligation. Your obligation, if you're not full-time minister, you're just a lay Christian, meaning you're not in the ministry of doing Christianity every day, it's personal to you, which it should be, is to make sure that don't let the devil make you not want to serve Christ. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you did. Go and repent, and God will forgive you. Because what the devil is afraid of is you knowing how to deal with him. See, he knows that you being hindered, and you go, stop, go, and you find out about that. Then you try to make a change. Now he gets scared. Because that's one less grip that he had on you. We are like an onion being peeled. That Bidoya onion in Georgia, you peel it, smells so sweet. The more you peel it, the more sweeter it smells. And when we get demons out of us, and we begin to break curses, because a curse does not come without a cause, Proverbs 26:2, and break curses from our lives. Success is coming. The Lord will never leave you. The Lord will never forsake you. The Lord has love for you when you don't have love for yourself or for others. If you give up, he hasn't given up on you. He's married to the backslider. Brothers and sisters, we win when we know how to defeat the things that come into our lives to try to destroy us, whether it's out of ignorance, whether it's a particular sin you're dealing with. We will win when we get the information, when we get the grace that God has put to sustain us until we get to that understanding. He's a very patient God. People ask me, Pastor, why are you patient with people? Well, look all the stuff I did. I was on crack cocaine for a whole 10 years. That's the way I wasted 10 years of my time with the devil. I wasted another 15 years drinking alcohol. I'm talking about, people say, is it a sin to have a drink of wine? No, it's not. The Bible says drink wine is good for thy stomach's sake, for infirmities, but not getting drunk. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about getting up in the morning, brushing my teeth, getting some egg and getting some vodka and mix it with some orange juice and then go get some cigarettes and then that go to crack. And the demons had me in a pattern. Demons have patterns in people. I've been through it. But do I condemn a person who's going through drugs? No. My encounters and my shortcoming, God spared me through his grace. And this is why I'm able to teach this to a person, because I've lived it. I really believe a good pastor is one who's effective in communicating to people and using his former sins to give you a testimony of how God delivered him to give you hope so that you can change. If the Lord can spare this drug addict, he can do it to you. If you have a problem with gluttony, don't give up on God. I had a lady call me, she's 475 pounds. She said, I have to eat 24 Twinkies. And she said, it's something in me just forcing me to eat when I don't want to eat. Those are demonic spirits. Now, everything is not a spirit. We showed that in the last teaching. But people don't understand not too much about this ministry because you don't see it being taught, especially on the airways with Christian radio, Christian TV. Go to TBN. You don't hear none of this. The devil don't want you to know this. I know what I need to do to bring income in here is to pray against the demonic spirits. And I said the spirits of destruction trying to block income from coming into here. Go in the name of Jesus. And I have to do that relentlessly and pray in tongues 4, 5, 6, 7 hours to fight back spirit realm to receive what God would want for this ministry. Do you know that demons can block your prayers? And if you don't know that, and if you don't know how to stop them from blocking your prayers, they can cause you to lose your blessing. I'd like to show you something. Turn in your Bibles and go to Daniel chapter 10. You may be praying for something, a job. I have another brother, Brother Rodriguez Baker. He's trying to get his police license back and how they did him wrong. This was a good police officer. They shamed him. There was a lot of injustice done with this man. And he's a member with Live Deliverance. And he said, "Brother, I don't deserve this." And I told him, "It's the devil. Fight back. We praying for him." Prayer sometimes can be hindered by demonic forces. At night, when I start this telethon tomorrow, and this is my last teaching for tonight, I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to start turning Derek Prince on and let it go while I'm praying in tongues for about 4 or 5 hours. Wake up in the morning, I say, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray for everybody who I know that's part of this ministry. I pray for Brother Samuel Osley. I pray for people who sow seeds, people who don't sow seeds, people who can't. I intercede. I bind demonic forces to try to block live deliverance. I have to come up against this. You have to speak it. And when you speak it and believe it, power in your belief. The Bible says the jest. Let's go Habakkuk 2:4. Let the Bible say its thing. King James Version, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Let's go King James Version. King James Version, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Let's do this. "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." And if you have faith, all things are possible for him that believeth. You have to have faith. There's nothing impossible. I have a testimony that I need to share because I've been riding on a high meeting my sister. I got an older sister. I'm 65 years old. The last time I saw my sister, I was 10. Badly remembered. Lost her, tried to get in contact with her. And they found me through this radio ministry. "You don't tell me that that's the Lord?" I prayed. They told me my sister was in Los Angeles. And I said, "What's her name?" "Barbara." They said she worked at a hospital. I called every hospital I can possibly call in the 80s, 90s, looking for my sister. And I began to pray. And the Lord said, "Pray. Go on a fast. That breaks yokes." It really breaks yokes. And when it is difficult for you to fast, it's because the demons don't want you to fast. Anytime you try to get ready to go on a fast, it's hard for the human body to subject itself, discipline itself like that, put it into subjection by the Spirit of God. See, the Spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. And as I begin to pass, I've been praying. It's been years. And I stopped looking for in 96, 97. And I just pray in tongues. And I pray. And I pray. Our prayers can be heard, but if you don't forgive a person, God can't hear your prayer. And the devil would love to get you to have a negative attitude so that you can't have peace and fellowship with Christ. Who's doing that? Demons. Demons will talk to your physical mind all day to stop you from reading the Bible. All day. When your personality is unpleasant, it is demonic. See, the natural world really bends to the spiritual world, but the spiritual world is a world that has forces that's at work that you can't see. In the natural. Turn to 2 Kings and go to 2 Kings 6:17. Bear with me because I got three things I'm trying to hold on. And in 2 Kings 6:17 says, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots and fire round about Elijah. That was in the spirit realm. Demons don't want you to pray. The ministry of Jesus. But we as followers have to be effective in our prayer. And when we are effective in our prayer, it brings results. Do you think the devil wants your prayers to be answered? I was praying the other day, yesterday. The devil is so persistent. You're not going to get this money for this computer you need. Won't you go pawn something? I don't need the demons to tell me what I need to do. I don't listen to them. And what they want to do is to bring doubt, disbelief, and confusion where you can't go on the offense to retain your blessing. I can hear the demon say, you're trying to raise $800. What you think, what these people going to think about you? You say you don't preach about money. I'm hearing demons talking to me like, man, get away from me in the name of Jesus. I don't need to hear that. Go to the mental institution and see people talking and looking around. These people have demonic spirit. They ain't nothing but demons. And then people say, no, it's just a mental sickness. It's a demonic sickness. They dwell in the human bodies of people. And if they can, they will try to block your prayer in the heavens. And when you don't know about this, people call me all over the world and say, why God don't answer my prayer? And you know what? 80% of the time the Lord revealed to me, it's not them in sin. It's them that don't understand spiritual warfare. And I said, I got it, Lord. And then I noticed through the years of me doing this ministry, the Lord keeps me teaching people the basic because sometimes I'd be talking over their head. They said, we didn't understand anything you were saying about demons. We never heard that in the Bible. We never had our pastors to teach that. Now, I come up against a tremendous amount of attack because of what I do. And I ain't trying. My sister told me something that I'm the type of person that I don't like to tell myself, and I want somebody else to tell me. And she told me something that really kicked us, talk as we knowing each other, communicating on the phone. She said, very few people can't do what you do. Pastors call me and send people for me to do deliverance. Well, I send you $100 or $200. I say, okay, brother. I labor as unto the Lord. I don't do it for people. When you give to a ministry or give to whatever you want to give to or whatever church you fellowship, don't do it for the person because you will lose your blessings. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, do wholly in word and deed as unto the Lord Jesus. Do it as unto the Lord. And they won't pay me one dime. And the Lord tell me, trust me. I have to trust God to reach these goals at last. We're raising money for a computer. We need a computer. And the demons would tell me, when you talk about prosperity, see, they're going to think you like Creflo Dollar. $800 ain't asking for no $3 million or $20,000 for no airplane. Get away from me in the name of Jesus. They'll try to put thoughts into your mind to block you from what you're trying to do in the spirit realm. This is an unseen world that you can't see. These demons are working heavily to bring confusion in America through Donald Trump. Donald Trump is full of demons. And when you pray, there you got spirits trying to block you from getting your prayers answered. Let me show you this. Go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. In Daniel 10, 1, it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Baptisia, if I'm not mistaken, that wrong, because some of these words are kind of hard for me to pronounce. And the things was true, but that time appointed was long, and he understood the things, and he understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I mean, he was fasting. He said he ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks was fulfilled. Sometimes you have to go on a fast and pray for a breakthrough, and demons don't want you to fast. I'm fasting 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm fasting for Israel. I'm fasting for people who I've met in this ministry who needs help, whoever God put across my spirit, I pray for them. And I have to block. And if I don't block and speak against these spirits, I'll be off air. People can hear me, but they don't know that it costs money to do what I'm doing. Now, I don't look at the person to give me something. I look at the Lord moving on their heart to give. But I have to pray against demonic forces that's trying to block the income to come in this radio station. Then he says, I ate no pleasant thing, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks was fulfilled. And in the 4th and 21st day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hadikio, then I lift up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, that's Jesus, whose line was girded with fine gold and ephod. His body was like a barrel, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color of fine brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of the multitude. Now, this fine brass is in the book of Revelation, chapter 2. You're talking about Jesus, verse 18. Let's go to Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. And in Revelation chapter 2:18 says, and unto the angels of the church in Thyatira write these things, says the Son of God, who have his eyes like unto flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. That's Jesus. So Daniel sees Jesus in the heavens. Now watch this. And our Daniel alone saw the vision, for the men that was in saw not the vision, but a great earthquake fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. But notice he says this. He says something very, very important about this in the Bible. And we're going to show you this. Now watch this. Let's go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 10. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he stood, spoke this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then says he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words was heard. That's powerful. The man was in right standing with God. And the Lord told him, thy words was heard. That was Jesus telling this to Daniel. Thy words was heard, and I am come for thy words. This is in the spirit realm. These are demons trying to block Daniel. Then it says this, but the prince Persia withstood me 21 days. That's 21 days. But lo, Michael, he's talking about angels. When you hear this, prince of Persia, that's a principality. Now, you see Michael here, he's talking about Michael the archangel. Also, Michael the archangel is in the book of Jude. I use Jude 1:9 doing exorcisms. He's talking about in Jude chapter 1, verse 9, it says, yet Michael the archangel. So Jesus told Daniel, I've heard your prayer. I'm here because of thy words. Yet Michael the archangel contended with the devil. He disputed about the body of Moses, thus not bringing against him a written accusation, but say, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Michael is a very powerful angel. Call on him for intercessory prayer. I call on St. Michael the archangel. Lord, send my angels that you assigned to this ministry so that I can get this income that can flow through here. You have to pray through things. And when people tell you just pray, set it, and go ahead on and go fishing, that's not warfare. This spiritual warfare is the battle against evil forces with the knowledge that you have with the Word of God. And if you use the Word of God, it'll work. And then he says, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many. Daniel got the prayer. And then he received the prayer. But as we see in the Bible, when you pray, there are things that's going on in the spirit realm that you can't see. Let me show you this. I want you to go to Ephesians, and I'm going to show you something. Because warfare is in the heavens, always in the heavens. I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians. And we see here that the Bible is telling us Christians are disobedient. That disobedience is in the atmosphere, which is in the second, the first heaven. Paul was called into three heavens. The first heaven is in the air when you go up and see the planes fly in the first heaven. The second heaven is space and outer space. The third heaven is the throne of God. And the Bible tells us that there are spirits that work in the children of disobedience that is in the atmosphere. That's in Ephesians 2:2. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince. This is a spirit. To the prince of the power of the air? How many pastors say this, teach this to people on Bible study on their day of worship? I didn't know anything about this. And as I learned this, the Lord told me, you're going to need to do this here to apply this to get income for this radio station. I've given you the tools, son. I have given you the power. I've given you the word. I have taught you through my Holy Ghost. It's on you. The Lord ain't left me. I got to speak against this. I got to come up against demonic spirits that's trying to shut me off the radio station. You know, when you tell people to pray for you, they don't pray for half time. I'm praying for you, brother. When people talk that fast like that, I know they're not even praying for me because it's not sincere. Just hurrying up just to say something. But you have to really go in intense intercession because spirits don't want your prayers to be going nowhere. How many Christians just say a prayer and they don't never get, I ain't heard my, it ain't, Ask the Lord, Lord, what's going on with this prayer? Lord, reveal to me by word of knowledge, is this a demonic prince hindering this? It hindered in the Bible. How come they can't do it today? Spirits don't change. The spirit of slavery and destruction in African-American people for 400 years, that spirit is now in the Republican Party through Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a narcissist, a racist. He wants to send people back. He wants to stop people, wants to control people. He will have all power. He's immune. The Supreme Court, don't you think that those are principalities in the world and y'all are not praying against it? I can't do this by myself. I said, let's get together. People, give me a call. Email me if you want to work with me where we could all choreograph times where everybody can pray all over the world against these demonic spirits that's affecting their community and in their country. Paul says, well, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not Trump. It's the demons in Trump. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. A majority reason why Christians should have great compassion and mercy for those who still is in transgression and sin, all who are without Christ are controlled by the prince of the power of the air, Satan. It blinds their minds and of the truth. They are enslaved to sin and the craving of the sinful nature because of the spiritual condition and in the wrong kingdom that they're living in their life. Prayer is powerful, and the devil don't want you, demons don't want you to pray effectively. Even the Apostle Paul tells us that prayer is especially important for spiritual understanding. That's in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding are being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches and the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now, here's something else about the spirit world. The Apostle Paul gives this revelation in Revelation chapter 1, verse 21. For above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. It is a spiritual world that we don't see that's going on, that you got to connect through your prayers and through your faith to get the victory. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That's very powerful. But if you don't have the word in you or know anything about the deliverance, a part of this, your prayers will be ineffective. Daniel had to wait 3.5 weeks for his prayers to be heard. That was a spiritual warfare battle going on. The Lord tells me, I said, Lord, I need a computer. He said, do a telethon. I'm obeying God. And every time we do a telethon, it's the right amount that God allows us to get. And I'm believing God for this $800 to get this computer. I know, I'm not even worried about it because I know how to go in the heavens and to fight against this thing. It's not easy being on this radio, man. People be on listening to me, thousands of people, and they don't even get one dime. God told me, stop looking at them. They ain't the problem. Deal with what's trying to block them to give to you, the demons. So you have to learn how to intercede, because if you're able to intercede with prayer, you are a threat to them. And you'll have your prayers to be very effective. And demons don't want your prayers to be effective. Did you know that? Prayer refers to the communication of a believer with the Lord. And in addition to the words prayer and praying, this activity is described as calling on God. Psalms chapter 17, verse 6. I call on the Lord every night to help meet these needs. Lord, your word says that my God should meet all your needs. I go to the word of God and I believe on it. Then I bind up demonic spirits that's trying to block income from coming into this radio station. And if I don't do it, won't nothing come in. It's the same thing in your life. You have not because you ask not. You ask in the midst. You got to know how to ask God. You got to know the requirements, what the Bible says, to go on offense, the sword of the Spirit. The devil don't like the sword of the Spirit. Use that against him in your own personal life. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. He done everything. He's given us the power. It's up to us. And I know what I got to do in order to accomplish this obligation that I'm responsible for. God put me over this ministry. I used to have 15, 20 people. They're all gone. Depending on the Lord. Where they go? Did they leave? They didn't like it? No, they had jobs, transferred. They still keep up with me. Still, you know, they learn from me. And they move on. When your prayer is effective, you scare the devil. Please turn to Psalm chapter 17, verse 6. King James Version, Psalms chapter 17, verse 6. In the King James Version of the Bible, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. Prayer that Daniel composed likely when he was being persecuted by King Saul. The psalmist begins with a plea for deliverance. I have to do that to fight against the forces of darkness to try to stop me from teaching this ministry. And there's a lot that people don't know about the ministry of deliverance. A lot of people don't know that demons can try to block your prayers, what I just taught you. I'm sorry, what the Lord just taught you. I won't get no credit because I fear God. Three ways that you can get delivered from demons and from evil spirits. Three. With your faith. It takes faith to get delivered. Let's go to Mark chapter 7:29. King James Version, Mark chapter 7, verse 29. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. He didn't. He just said, you said something in faith. Well, let's read what she said in faith to get her deliverance from Jesus. And if she did it like this, this is what you're going to have to do with Jesus. This is what I have to do. Because when I get off air tonight, I'm going in the heavens and pray. I got to bind these demons from trying to block income from coming to this radio station. Notice I said the demons. I didn't say the people. I'm not worried about the people because if I can bind the demons, God can touch their heart. I'm not trying to get money to establish richness for myself. I'm trying to get a radio, a computer. This radio station has needs, and Satan is going to do everything he can. Everything he can to block it. But, oh, the sun is going to shine when I settle this case because I'm going to buy everything new. Oh, my personal government money from the VA, I'm going to get me, and it's going straight to the kingdom. See, I desire kingdom things. I have died to the world. And when you die to the world, you have a really peaceful life. I wouldn't be happy if I wasn't teaching the word of God. I'd rather not even be on earth. Because everything we do is vanity. It's just all vanity. Read Ecclesiastes. All vanity. And it's nothing like serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's nothing like having the peace of Christ and the understanding of the most powerful book on earth. It's not a book. It's a testimony of Christ. It's an manual instruction. And it really hurts me to see people have a lack of understanding of this ministry. The demons and how they operate in people is in the Bible. We're going to recapitulate as we continue to go forth with this ministry of deliverance out of the book of Mark. And we left off yesterday at Mark 1:22, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them one that had authority and not as the scribes, and there were in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. That's today. I've seen people in churches crying out loud. It ain't me. It's Christ in me. I went to a mental institution to help a woman with her child with schizophrenia. I walked in there. Everybody started screaming. They said, get this man out of here. It was the Lord Jesus in me. It's because I'm familiar with this ministry. And I know how demons operate in certain areas because I've been dealing with this stuff 15 years. Even when I was a child, I encountered demonic attacks. But you can fight them off your life by the power of Christ Jesus. And they know that. You know, when I first did an exorcism with a Satanist, man, this dude would start speaking in all kind of crazy language. The Lord said, don't listen to that. And his eyes flipping back, and he levitated. He said, tell him to come down in the name of Jesus. All that is try to scare you. When the Lord told that to me, I said, get down from there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command his eyes to roll back right. You can reverse this through the power of Jesus Christ in your life through the ministry of deliverance. You can reverse your wife who's having a problem with you. You can reverse this when your husband, when he's having a problem with you, by fasting and praying and binding and loosing the demons that's operating in him. You can change your life by getting the anointing of the Holy Spirit with the 9 gifts of the Spirit, especially the word of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, and the gift of discerning of spirit, so you can see what you're dealing with and then get it from the Holy Spirit of the knowledge that you need to free your husband, to free your wife, to free your children, to free your country, and to free your ministry. Demons hate the word of God. Demons don't like to be exposed. Demons like to do their dirty work and get away with it as long as you don't know it's them. Be sensitive to little children. I went to a house in Jamaica, and a little girl started pointing. She said, see, I looked and I saw that dark shadow. And the Lord said, it can't nobody see that but you and her. Now, why did the Lord let the little girl see that? I don't know. But I know what I saw. And she said, he plays with me. I said, don't play with him no more because I'm finna get him away from you. And when she saw it, it was like a clown, little Not, and then when I saw it, it showed, it really manifests itself. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, go, Matthew 8:32, go, Matthew 8:32, go, Matthew 8:32. It left. But I don't think that's all necessary for people to do in nowadays time. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. There are many ways to get deliverance, not just only commanding the spirit to come out. That's a full exorcism. Come out in the name of Jesus. That's in the son of Sceva. A man tried to cast out demons, and the man said, the demon said, I don't know who you are, and who I know who Paul and Jesus, but who are you? They know who you are when you're anointed through the Lord by understanding them. When I say anointed, that's not meaning me independent anointed, because without me, without Christ, I'm flesh and sin. I'm nothing. It's Christ in us. Let's go to Mark chapter 7. And let's go to the Greek woman's faith. See, the devil don't need you to know. You need to have faith to deal with demons. You got to believe that Jesus has given you the authority. You have to believe that. Now, if you don't believe that, the demon's going to eat you out. But this Greek woman, it didn't say Jewish. This was a Gentile. The Syrophoenician woman was a Gentile. It says this Greek woman's faith brought deliverance for her child. Some of your children have demonic spirits due to your ancestors, the mother and father, the sins that are passed down from generation to generation. So why is he acting like that? Look at the demons that was in you when you were young. The same demons in my son was in me that I saw many years ago. Our fathers that sin, you bore the iniquity. Spirits stay in the bloodline of family. Why you call it this? It's called the familiar spirits. Familiar of your whole family. It knows all the sins of your family and how to block familiar spirits. By the anointing and the blood of Jesus, get it out your house, recognize it, and remove it. And from hence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Jesus was that powerful and that popular. He couldn't be hid. Everybody wanted to see Jesus. Nobody wasn't used to seeing a man telling spirits to come out and they obey him at that nature. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and cried and fell at his feet. Cry and fall at your feet when you know that Jesus can help you with any sinful problem, any addiction, any financial problem, any marriage problem. Any problems on earth can be done by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and your faith. The woman was a Greek and a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it into dogs. And she said and answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. She said something that released that demon to leave his daughter. You need to do the same thing with your child. If you got a child or you got a son or you got a husband, speak that thing against that son. Speak that spirit against that hate in your son, that spirit of murder in your son, spirit of control in your son. You can speak against it. She did it, and she believed the Lord. And look what the Lord say. Go that way. The devil's gone out of your daughter because of that faith you got in me. And when she was come to her house, the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. So you can be miles away from your child and talk to the Lord, and by the time you get home, that demon can leave your child. You got to believe that and leave you. We out of time. Boy, I'm just getting started. I tell you, we had a good time today. We're going to go back. We're starting telethon tomorrow. Please tell someone about Live Deliverance and Net Radio Ministry. We have very few members who tithe. I think Sammy Oakley, who's really been a wonderful, this brother's kept this ministry going. We don't get that much, but we need a computer, man. I am not going to let the devil stop me from getting this computer. We're raising $800. We're going to believe. When we do telethons, we don't ask people to support a super PAC, $1,000 every 3 months. We don't do that here. I labor in love for the person. I bind the demons and pray that God move on your heart to give. Because we're going to get this because we're going to bind these spirits. I'm going to get this because I know how to deal with the devil. Don't give him no place in your life. Ephesians 4:27. Always repent real quickly if you make a sin, because you're going to sin as long as you're on this earth. You have something in you called a rebel. That's the old nature, and that thing don't want to submit to God. God knows that. So fight the good fight of faith. Believe and get delivered. Don't have nothing to hinder your prayer so God can hear your prayer. I'm worried that God hear my prayer. I ain't worried about who give what. I'm worried about the God, Lord, hear my prayer. Make sure, Lord, that I'm in line with your word. And once we get in line with that word, success will come. We will not fail. We will have success in everything we do. Did you know that? Let's close with Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate. They say, watch TV. Meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. That's you. We have authority over the devil. Ask God to forgive you. Don't let nobody hinder you from having your prayers to be hindered. If you see that you're going through a struggle financial, come up against the spirit of destruction, command them demons to leave, and make sure you tithe to stay under the covenant of God. A lot of people call me, they stop tithing, and they're still waiting for God to do something for them, but they broke covenant by not tithing. Now, I'm not trying to say steal your money. The Bible said, when a man shall rob God, yes, Malachi 3:8, how shall you rob him? In tithes and offering. You're cursed with a curse. Make sure you tithe. I didn't say that. Because if you do, God can bless you. This is in the Bible. This is not something that I'm just making up because I'm trying to get nobody's money. No. It's scripture. Would a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. You ain't robbing me, you're robbing God. But you say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. That's two of them. For ye have robbed God, me, him, and even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. In this radio station, we need this meat, which is this computer. We have to have, I got one main computer, and I've had this computer when the COVID virus went out, and I had that government stimulus check. I got one computer. It's an elite book. It's the only nicest one I got. The rest, they're old. And I have to have a telethon. Tell someone about this ministry. Pray for this man. Pray. If you can't give, ask the Lord. Lord, move on somebody else's heart to give this ministry. And the money that Brother Sammy sent me, I paid the radio bills. It costs to run a radio station. I keep lights on. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4 computers running. 1, 2, 3, 4 computers going on. I have a fan under each one of them. It has to stay cool in here. And it runs a lot of electricity. Pray through that to get what I need. You see, what the devil wants you to do is to make you be a lazy Christian and not pray, not speak up against him, not fast. If he can get that out of you, he ain't worried about you. But then you say you're going to fast and you're going to read the Bible, you're going to learn about deliverance, oh, he get nervous now. See, he would love to shut me off. That's why ain't nobody going to catch me in no nightclub or doing no foolish stuff and hurt the body of Christ. That ain't happening. I love you. The Lord loves you. We got a lot of power. Don't let nothing stop your prayers from being heard. And make sure that you're in alignment with God. And God bless you here. Please sow a seed. We got to get this computer. I'm going to ask. Bob said you have not because you ask not. And we believe that the Lord will move on someone's heart so we can meet this goal. I got to have this before October the 21st. That's our cutoff days for the telethon, because November and December, I have to start trying to rest. I do maybe one or two sermons at the end of the year to replenish myself, because I have to do this all day, every day, and it takes work. So pray for me. If you want to be a member of this radio ministry, please do so. You can email me at obertsnavy1@gmail.com and tell someone about live deliverance. That's how we want to get this thing across. Learn to minister deliverance. Be consistent with the Lord. Don't go and leave him and go and leave him. That's only going to delay your blessing. Don't do that. Now, next week, we're going to be doing deliverance with the spirit of wavering and double-mindedness, and we're going to do a teaching on schizophrenia. If you'd like to sow a seed, please do so at www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left hand of our icon. We have a secure PayPal site. I want to thank Sammy Olsley for sowing a seed and Brother Tommy. And I paid the bills with the radio station with that. Got that out the way. I thank God for them. It's amazing how I can see how the devil really come up against the ministry when you're teaching like this. And then I've seen men don't teach the way like this. Nothing. No scripture, not showing sincere love for anyone. And the devil just blessing with so much it to keep them from being like that so a person can't change. God bless you. The power of prayer is important. God loves you. And if you want to sort of see it another way, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com on our GoFundMe. We've had it up for 2 years and received, $300? Help us with this computer. Tell someone about the telethon tomorrow. Again, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand icon. We have a PayPal site. God bless you. Shalom. We will pick this back up tomorrow. Good night.